In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The reading that we just heard, taken from the Acts of the Apostles, is about the trial that Peter undergoes. He is in front of the judges because he dared to heal a man that was begging at the doors of the temple of Jerusalem. He did that on a Sabbath day. I have no gold, I have no silver, says Saint Peter to the crippled man. But what I have, I give it to you. The infirm man at the gate of the temple, at the holy gate, the beautiful gate it's called, was asking for some money, some financial help, some food eventually. And he did that every day. Everybody knew him, he was there every day, everybody passed by. Some gave money, some not. And that charity of people helping to survive. You know, charity is a powerful way to go to heaven. And you prove to be charitable. Charity is great for those who make charity. Charity is great for those who receive charity. But Peter is not going to give him money. Doesn't. He gave him something greater than that. Something that maybe the man asked many times. I bet he did. He's crippled from birth. And do you imagine that so many times he asked God to be healed, to be transformed, to be able to walk? But maybe he didn't expect anymore that he could be exhausted. And you see, this gospel, this page of the Acts of the Apostles, of the Holy Scriptures, tell us that we should never, ever be tired to ask. Ask God for what you need. Do not hesitate to ask for a lot. Ask. Think big. Insist. We don't do pray enough because maybe deep inside we do not trust enough that God can help us. We don't believe. Oh, we have received so much that we have enough. Oh, we are happy with mediocrity, which is pretty sad. So Peter and John enter into the temple. In the name of Jesus Christ, I give you what I have. Stand up, walk. And taking the man by the right hand, says the axe, the man stood up and was firm on his legs. Peter is accused, put into trial because of his good deed. And yet he walks proudly, freely, in the midst of those that yesterday crucified our Lord Jesus Christ. And he preached in the name of the same Jesus Christ. It doesn't hide anymore. He doesn't put down his face. He confessed. He confessed to all. "You guys," he said, "you accuse me? Why you have crucified my master? You mocked him, you spat on him, you scourged him, you crucified him indeed. He died. Don't you remember that? It's not that long ago, that's yesterday. And you know what? This man is risen. He came up to heaven. This man stays in the midst of us. This man is powerful, more powerful than when he was alive, man, more efficient. He is here healing the sick, as the prophet told you. And I, Peter, rock of the church, foundation, I healed this man in the name of Jesus Christ." And I'm going to tell you something more. You all, you're sick as well. You need healing. You need to be healed. You need to be transformed. To go back firm on your legs as well. To walk toward heaven. You are all limp, mendicant of charity of God. All of you, as many as we are. And Jesus Christ is here for you. And that on his name, and there is no other name in earth or heaven that can save you. Jesus Christ, the only salvation that is possible. And see how Peter talks with so much charity, so much kindness. He doesn't accuse anybody, he's not angry. He feels joyful because he possesses the gospel. He has the good news, and the good news, he wants to pass it on. Listen, guys. Listen, men and women. Listen, priests. Today, in our crazy world, there's a new world that is established himself. A world that is inversed, upside down, absurd. A world that refused to believe that God became man because they want to venerate men pretending to be God. That's the final battle, my dear friends. The two flags of St. Augustine. There is on one side those who fight for the church, preaching our Lord Jesus Christ, God made man, the one who saves. And the other side, those who reject God, those who venerate themselves, the man who pretend to be God. And we have, without any fear, we know that our Lord Christ is with us and we are with him. So preach, preach again. Testify of your faith in joy, in quiet peace. Tell them the truth that you know. Our preaching will be beautiful, will be true, will be peaceful. I have no gold, no silver, but what I have, I give it to you. Stand and go in peace.
preach the gospel. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.